good morning, Birmingham. Here once again, Wednesday. Bring the good news of the gospel to you. Lift up the name of the triune God, Father, who loved and sent his Son into the world that through him that you might be saved. This is a saving message. This is the gospel, the glad tidings that brings forgiveness, that brings salvation. This behind me here, there's no salvation in this. This is not according to God's word. There's death in this, there's no life in this. Life is to be found only in the Savior, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came, dear friends, sent of his Father into the world to bring life to the dead. I am the resurrection and the life. He gives life to those who believe on his name. Only God can give life. Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Son. Resurrection and the life give life to you. This day should you, that is, repent and believe the gospel. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. No man comes to the Father, no one gets right with God, that is, but by Jesus, the mighty Son of God, who lived and died, rose again from the dead, alive forevermore, and giving life, life from the dead to those who believe on his name. You would like to have a copy of God's word, his written word, it's offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. You would like one, do feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly placed into your hand. It's the word of God, and of course, rightly received. It is able to save your precious soul. The engrafted word, engrafted by faith into your hearts, into your souls, and able to save from the certain destruction of sin and all its misery. In the word of God for you here today, Lord God, he says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. That, dear friends, is the lot of us all, born into this world, come into the world, conceived in sin, born in sin, and formed, shaped, says the word of God, in iniquity and heading for destruction. We live, as it were, in the midst of humanity, of this fallen world. We live in a city of destruction. And I bid you this very day, Birmingham, to get out of the city of destruction. Come out from among them, says God, and be ye separate, and I will receive you. The only terms on which God can and will and may receive you through his Son, Jesus Christ. You're coming apart and coming to him. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, says Jesus. You come to him, you get salvation. You get deliverance from the certain destruction that the world, humanity in its entirety, is heading to. Passing by a young lady just a moment or two ago, she said to the friend walking with her, I don't know what she was referring to, but she said it's not the end of the world, but the end of the world is nigh. Very soon, very close, the coming again of the Son of God. Not this time as a baby in a manger, but coming to judge the world in righteousness. Then the destruction will be complete of the wickedness, ungodly wicked. a day of judgment. The next event on God's calendar, marked today on his calendar, the judgment of this world, the coming of the Son of Man to judge the world in perfect righteousness. A day has been appointed, the Bible says, in which God will judge the world, all men, women, and children, by that man, Jesus, who be raised from the dead, the Son of God, coming to judge the world in perfect righteousness. So you must escape the city of destruction. You must come out from among them and be ye separate, separated from the world, separated from its destruction and its destructive ways, separated unto God through his Son Jesus Christ. Destruction began with sin. The first man, Adam, not just the first man, head of the entire human race, brought sin into the world, brought sin upon you, brought sin upon the entirety of his posterity, so that by natural generation, the seeds of destruction are sown in the hearts, in the souls, in the minds of every man, woman, and child born into this world. You have the seeds of destruction in you. Sin, my friend. Sin. Its wages is death. Physical death. Eternal, everlasting death. The seeds of destruction are in you. And only Jesus Christ, by his dying on the cross and rising from the dead, he alone can destroy the seeds of destruction in you. Sin, my friend, a deadly disease, a deadly poison, known to you all. All the religion in the world, I tell you, will not take the seeds of destruction out of you. Muhammad can't get them out of you. Pope of Rome can't get them out of you. Only Jesus Christ, only he can remove the seeds of destruction and plant the seed of eternal life in you, give you life from the dead, give you the assurance of salvation, bring you out from under the destruction, all the eternal, I tell you, everlasting destruction that awaits you, lest you flee into the arms of Jesus, lest you turn, lest you repent, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, abundantly pardon, forgiveness with God, that he may be feared. Come to him today, through Jesus, through the Son of God, came into the world to save sinners, save them from that certain destruction, save them from the seeds of destruction in their souls, right from birth to the end, heading towards that precipice, that fall into eternal damnation. Unless you repent, lest you repent, ye shall all likewise perish, says the Son of God. Except you repent, that is, all likewise perish, eternal destruction in the flames and fires of hell. Lest you repent and believe the gospel. God now commanded all men everywhere, matters not where you come from, your background, your color, your creed, God now commands all men everywhere to repent, turn from their sin, turn from that destructive path that you are on. The goats, Jesus said, the goats go to the left, they go to eternal destruction. the sheep, my sheep who hear my voice, they go to everlasting life, says Jesus. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. But few find it because they settle for a mess of destructive atheism, or they settle for a mess of false religion, the Roman Catholic variety, the Islamic variety, the Buddhist variety, the Confucius variety. They settle for dead works of religion. You must repent from your dead works of religion and turn to the living Jesus, the ever-living Jesus, the Son of God, mighty to save, and alive forevermore, and able to save to the uttermost all who come to God by him. No other way you can come to God. No other name. None other name under heaven whereby you must be saved. One name only. Jesus is his name. He's the Son of God, and he's God the Son. He's more than a prophet, more than an angel. He's the Son of God with power, I tell you, with power to save. His gospel saves to the uttermost all that come to God by him. Cannot come in any other name. Cannot come in the name of Muhammad. Door is shut tight. Can't come in the name of the Pope's religion. The door is shut tight. Cannot come in any other name but the name of Jesus Christ. Before his name, I tell you, every kingdom, every empire, every religion, and every sinner will bow the knee and confess that he is Lord. Why does the Bible say that Jesus Christ is Lord and not Muhammad? Because Muhammad's dead and buried and rotting in the grave. Jesus Christ is alive from the dead. He conquered sin and death and hell, and is alive forevermore, and saves to the uttermost all those who come to God by him. Why does the Bible say Jesus Christ is Lord and not the Pope of Rome? Because the Pope of Rome's just a wicked religious sinner like the rest of you. No salvation there. No hope in the Pope. Only in Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You will one day, every single man, woman, and child, under my vision and under my voice here this afternoon, every man, woman, and child will bow the knee to Jesus Christ, make obedience to the Son of God, and acknowledge with your very lips, Jesus Christ is Lord. The one, I tell you, who today would save you from your destructive path. Don't you know? Understand? Don't you get it? Can't you see that this world of humanity is dysfunctional, is broken, because it's got the seeds of destruction in it, that's why. And you're on the pathway to destruction, and you've got to get off of that pathway and get onto the pathway of life, life eternal in Jesus Christ. Only he can save you, deliver you from that certain destruction. Conceived in sin, born in sin and wickedness, and live in wickedness all your days, expressing your rebellion against your Maker, against God, anarchy, anti-authoritarianism, brokenness of mind, brokenness of body, already, destruction is working in you, in your society, in your nation, in your country, destruction in all your way and in your city of Birmingham. Oh, the pathway to destruction, the Bible, Jesus says, it's littered with multitudes, I tell you, multitudes. Many, many there be that go in through that gate of eternal destruction. The majority of you here, under the sound of my voice this afternoon, that will be the last gate you enter through, the gate into eternal destruction. Unless you repent, unless you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, your destruction will be complete. You destroy yourself now with false religion. You destroy yourself now with man-made religion. You destroy yourself now with drugs, killing one another, alcohol. You destroy yourself. God is only to leave you to yourself. He doesn't need to destroy you. Just leave you as you are, and you continue on down that pathway of eternal destruction, and that's what your end will be. Unless you turn, I tell you, you will burn. You will burn. Turn ye. Why will you die, says the Lord? When life everlasting, life eternal is to be found, to be had in the Savior, the Son of God. God sent His Son to bless you, Birmingham. But that blessing has to be received. That blessing only the Son of God can give you. That blessing is the blessing of salvation, of repentance unto life and faith unto salvation. He died on the cross to purchase the blessing for you. He died on that cross to take the curse, take that which destroys you. That's the destruction, my friend. That's the destruction. The curse of God that's upon you. That's why you can't put it back together again. Not all the politicians in the world can put it back together again, because they're all as stupid as the rest. The curse of God, I tell you, is stronger and mightier than all the efforts of mankind. Only one who can lift that curse from off you. Jesus Christ died on that cross to redeem those under the curse. Under the curse of God because of man's sin, because of man's destruction. Only Jesus, only coming to Him. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, He says. No wise. Never, never, never cast out. The one who comes to me, come apart. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Separate yourself from the city of destruction. Separate yourself unto God through His Son Jesus Christ. Come to Him and come today. Oh, you may on the authority of His word, I tell you. Come unto me, He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, peace with God, peace and safety. Oh, many say, I have peace and safety now, but sudden destruction will come upon you, sir. No peace, saith my God, for the wicked. No, only one who can give you peace, real peace, lasting peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Jesus, come unto me, and I'll give you that rest. I'll give you that peace. I'll give you peace with God, an end of the destruction, an end of all that's destructive. Coming to Jesus, coming to the Son of God, you can, on the authority of His word, go to Him. He commands you to come unto me, and I will give you rest. Destruction, my friend. The seeds of destruction were sown many, many a long year ago. The first man, Adam, he sowed the seeds of destruction. The temptations of the devil, the evil one. Jesus saved you from his power as well, from all that's destructive. Adam brought sin into the world, and now by natural generation, you're a sinner by birth. That's your birthright, that's your heritage from your parents. That's what they give you, that's all that they give you. A sinful nature, out of which comes a sinful practice that destroys you, eats into your very soul day after day. And then you breathe your last as you must, because it's appointed unto man once to die. That's why it's divinely appointed. God has appointed it. He's marked it on his calendar. The day, the hour, the moment when you will breathe your last and go out of this world, and you will be faced with everlasting damnation, everlasting destruction, unless you repent, except you repent and believe the gospel. That's your only out. That's your only escape route. How shall you escape if you neglect this great salvation? Answer: the Bible doesn't answer the question. Why? Because the answer is logical. You will not escape if you neglect and if you reject this great salvation. The Father sent the Son into the world, and Christ Jesus came into the world not to make you healthy, wealthy, prosperous. Came to save you from the seeds of destruction in your soul. Save you from eternal destruction. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to bring you to God, reconcile you to God by his blood shed on that cross, to reconcile you. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And through Christ, through the Son of God, coming to him, not coming to a religion, not coming to dead works, not coming to any efforts of yours, coming to Christ, coming to Jesus, coming to the Son of God, coming to the cross where he bled and died, to take the curse and take the wrath of God upon himself, and coming and submitting and yielding yourself to him wholly and completely. Nothing in your hand you bring, simply to his cross you cling, with nothing to offer. Nothing to offer but your sin. You bring your sin to that cross, and you cry out to the Son of God that he save you from destruction, save you from eternal destruction, even everlasting destruction, everlasting damnation, everlasting hell, for the smoke of your torment will rise up forever and ever and ever. The smoke of your torment, eternal torment, that's the end of your sin. That's the end of your godlessness. That's the end of your false, damnable religion, Islam. That's the end of it. That's the end of your Buddhism. That's the end of your Roman Catholicism. That's the end of your dead works of religion. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only the mighty Son of God. God the Son. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Why? Because the job was too big for a man. Too big for a prophet. Too big for an angel. God himself had to come and do the job. And he did it. Died on the cross. Rose mighty from the grave. Alive and alive forevermore. Jesus Christ is Lord. Bow the knee to him today as your Savior, as your Redeemer, as your Deliverer, or else you'll bow the knee to him as your Judge when you breathe your last and go out of this world of destruction. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. No reason, absolutely no reason why you should perish in your sin. Absolutely no reason why you should remain under the wrath and under the anger of a holy God. No reason at all, I tell you, in all eternity, in all this world. Why? Because God is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He's a merciful God. And he proves, he evidences his plenteous mercy. Huh? By sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, but without sin. Sent his Son into the world. Gave the gift of his Son to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have the mercy and the kindness and the love and the blessing of God. God sent his Son to bless you. But the blessing must be received. The gift must be received. The gift of his Son, so sent into the world, in the love of God, not out of any need, not because of any pressure on God, merely out of his merciful heart, out of his kindness, out of his love, sent his Son Jesus into the world. A gift, my friends, a gift simply and only to be received by faith. The hand of faith reached out, receiving the gift of God set before you even here this afternoon in the city of Birmingham. No reason, I tell you, no reason at all why you should perish in your sin. No reason why you should die in your sin. If you do not believe that I am, says Jesus, you will die in your sin. But not because nobody loved you. Not because of a lack of love and mercy on God's part. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Lord is merciful, I tell you. Merciful, plenteous, abundant in mercy. God sent his Son to bless you, to bless you, to lift the curse from off you, to get the seeds of destruction out of you, and bring you to safety and security. He sent his Son to do the job. He sent the second person of the Holy Trinity. He sent the Son of God to do the job. And he has done all things well. He has accomplished everything his Father gave him to do. He He came and he lived and he loved and he died and he rose again from the dead. He's lifted the curse, he's taken the wrath off of those who will believe, those who trust in him, those who love him. There's only one way that you can please God. You can't please God without faith in his Son. Only one way you can please God, and that's by loving his Son and trusting his Son. The more you love and adore him, Jesus, the more you trust in him, the more pleasing you are to God. But my friends, if you despise him, if you despise him, if you reject him, God will reject you. God will reject you. And there are many in your city of Birmingham today who despise and reject the Son of God. The Islamists, they deny his death. They deny his sonship. They deny his deity, that he is God. They despise the Son of God, and God will despise and reject them. The Seventh-day Adventists, they despise the Son of God and reject him. They say, oh, he was just an angel. And God, I tell you, will reject and despise them. All who despise the Son of God. There will be no mercy. There will be no love, no grace, no forgiveness. Nothing but the anger. Nothing but the wrath of God. That's all that's upon them. And that's all that ever shall be upon them. For all eternity, the smoking, furious, burning wrath of God for all who despise and reject the Son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, gave to you his very best, gave to you the ultimate of his love, and the requirement that you should turn from your way of destruction and turn into the pathway of life. Turn unto Jesus Christ and be saved. There's the mercy of God. You go out of this world unsaved. You go out of this world destroyed. You go out of this world damned. You go out of this world into hell. It won't be God. Haunt me because nobody loved you. There's one who loves you, and one who has proved his love for you, one who has demonstrated his love for you, and that while you were yet sinners, Christ died for such as you, that you might repent, that you might turn, that you might come out from amongst this city of destruction, that you might come to God by Jesus Christ and receive his plenteous mercy. Receive his kindness. Receive his love. Receive the blessing for which he sent his Son into the world, that you might be a recipient of it. That you might come to enjoy the merciful kindness of God. That you might live happy and that you might die happy. Love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. No other. The world, the city of destruction, can't give you love, life, and lasting joy. Oh, you look for it there. You look for it there. You look in the broken systems of this world and you drink your fill. The alcohol, the drugs, the music, the world. Go drink its fill, but I tell you, it will not just mock you and scorn you, and leave you miserable and damned. It will destroy you everlastingly unless you turn to Jesus, unless you repent and believe the gospel. Love, I tell you, life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus found in thee and in him alone, no other. Love everlasting, life eternal, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Everlasting love, eternal life, and lasting joy. A joy, says Jesus, that no man can take away from you. Come to Christ. Come to Jesus. Come to him today, you may. He bids you to. Come unto me, and I will give you rest, peace with God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Come today and don't delay. For those who receive, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. God-fearers, not godless atheists, not hard-hearted sinners, not those who have hardened themselves to that extent that there's no way back for them, but those who are God-fearing. Mercy for God-fearers, for those who fear his Son, for those who fear Jesus, those who fear the mighty Son of God. That's the very thing for which you are made, don't you know? That's the very thing for which you exist, don't you know? To fear God and give glory to him. You don't do that with your poisoned religion. You don't do that with your atheism. You don't do that living in the city of destruction. Fear God and glorify him. That's what you are made for. You bow to the Son of God, not just a prophet. That's a damnable lie. That's a damnable lie. Not just a prophet. Not just an angel. That too is a damnable lie. The Son of God and God the Son manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ, him that you must come to, him that you must fear, him that you must dread. Because one day, and one day soon, I tell you, he's coming to judge you. Judge Jesus. In that day will judge you. And that will be a dreadful, that will be a terrible sight, I tell you. Your bones will be out of joint. Your heart will be melting for fear in that day. Unless you've repented. Unless you've repented of your dead works and your dead religion too. Cast it aside into the bin. Muhammad, Surah 46:9, he had no assurance, he said, of eternal life. He had no assurance of heaven. Surah 46:9, check it out. I don't know where I'm going, he said, and neither do my followers. There's no eternal life, and there's no assurance of salvation in Islam. Surah 10:94, Muhammad tells you to respect the people of the book and to listen to them, but you come to us with disrespect and you do not listen to us. Muhammad commands you to listen to us, because only listening to God's messengers, God's true messengers, only listening to them, only they bring the way of life to you. Only they bring you the message. deliver you from the city of destruction and bring you to eternal life.
You ain't gonna say no. Huh? You're on my country,
right? You drunk? You need to go to Jesus to get rid of that, yeah? I want Savior.
No one can tell me about
Jesus. Get to Jesus and get the food. Come unto me, he said. I can't come. You say I'm a drunkard. Come to me. I'll make you sober. Oh, but you say I'm an idolater. Come to me, says Jesus, the living Savior, and I'll give you life. Oh, you say I'm an Islamist. I was brought up with it, indoctrinated with it. I thought Jesus was just a prophet. Come to me, says Jesus, and I'll teach you. I'll reveal myself to you, and you'll see that I'm God, and you'll fall down before me and worship me. Ah, you see, I'm a drug abuser. Come to me, I'll make you clean. Come to Jesus. The seeds of destruction are in you already. And soon, brought to full fruition, and your destruction, your damnation will be complete unless you repent and believe the gospel, the good news about Jesus, the Son of God, lived and died and rose again from the dead, that you might have eternal life and security, that you might be saved. Salvation, life from the dead, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified me freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day. In that day you will be judged. Before that day come to Jesus. Come to him. Trust him with all your heart. Fall down before him. Worship, adore him. Come to Jesus Christ today.
You may,
on the authority of his word. Come unto me, he said. Come unto me. Come now. Come now. Or you'll never come at all. Come now. Faith. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Birmingham. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. We'd like to have a copy of God's word. God's written word offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you. Like somebody pray for you, like somebody to counsel you, tell you some more about the way of life, come and talk to me. Receive a copy of God's word freely offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply only for the taking. You would like one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, Birmingham. Bless you and have mercy. Mercy, I see, upon your precious, precious. Never. Dying souls.
What the fuck?